Would you like your guests to be able to unmute their own lines by pressing star 6? If yes, press 1. If no, press 2. All guests have been muted. You will now rejoin the meeting.
We have about 13 participants.
Yeah, we're already 5 minutes in.
Okay, let's go ahead and begin. I'd like to welcome everyone to this face-to-face session on hopefully hashing out what are the last few remaining open interpretation issues in regards to the format of Whois Output. And before I hand it over to Francisco to lead the discussion, I just want to thank really all of you, all the participants, contributors, over the course of, I think, what is now about 6-7 months in working with us at the staff side to highlight your perspective and identify the issues that needed discussion. So thank you for that. Hopefully we can go into this discussion with the same open mind and come out with a mutually acceptable resolution to it. So thanks, and Francisco, please take it away.
Thank you, Cyrus. It seems we were having some issues in the remote audio. Are we okay with that? Yeah, okay. Okay, it seems we're back. This is a discussion about the Whois advisory or the Whois clarifications. Could you advance to the next slide, please?
Sure.
This is the agenda that we have for today, a short introduction on what this is and a discussion of open issues, and then we open the floor for questions and answers. Next. So the advisory, the juice advisory, aims to clarify the requirements. This was started as soon as we started delegating ETLDs a little bit more than a year ago. We started receiving some questions on the on what people should do on the WHOIS output in both registries and registrars.
Some people cannot hear you that well. You can raise your speak on the mic.
Is this better? Okay, so I guess it will be like that. So we started receiving questions from both registries and registrars. They have a similar WHOIS spec, and we started compiling that, and then we thought that it may be good to issue a compile a document that compiled all the different issues so that we could have a uniform output from the parties. So it is also important to state that the advisory does not intend to create new requirements.